Welcome to Zichu Dafsi Mani Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and Teir Maseches Bava Basra Daf Yedah. The first parak Hashutafin. This parak has been generously sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Avraham Ben Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah and his aschus for Rufua Shlema for Alter Ben Sion Wolf Ben Tzipora. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Meir taught in a braisa that the aron's measurements were given in amos of 6 tefachim each. Thus, the aron was 15 tefachim long and 9 tefachim wide. The luchos, each of which was 6 by 6 tefachim, took up 12 tefachim of length, and an additional tefach was taken by the walls of the aron. The remaining 2 tefachim contained the Sefer Torah written by Moshe. For the width, 6 tefachim were used by the luchos, 1 by the walls, and the last 2 were to ease the removal and insertion of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara will explain that the Sefer Torah was rolled on one pole to its beginning, unlike an ordinary Sefer Torah, which is wound around 2 poles to the center, so it was only 2 tefachim wide. Still, since something 2 tefachim wide cannot fit in a space exactly 2 tefachim wide, Rav Ashi explains that the Karech Beporta, a small amount was rolled away from the scroll and rolled above the Sefer. Point number 2, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the arons of Amos were 5 tefachim each, so it was 12 and a half long by 7 and a half tefachim wide. 12 tefachim of length housed the luchos, and the remaining half tefach consisted of the 2 walls. 6 tefachim of width were used by the luchos, and a half tefach for the walls. The remaining tefach was used to store the 2 silver amudim, the rods. Rav Meir holds they rested at the aron side. Rav Yehuda says the Sefer Torah was stored on top of the chest sent by the plishtim, which was kept next to the aron. Before the plishtim sent the tribute, the Sefer Torah rested on a shelf. Rav Meir's source said the Sefer Torah was contained in the Aron was from a double exclusion, and the Gemara explains the Rabbi Yehuda derives from this that the Shivrei Luchos, the broken first tablets, were kept in the Aron. After adding the Hashem's name and all his subordinate names were kept in the Aron, the Gemara provides Rav Meir's source that the Shivrei Luchos were in the Aron, Asher Shibarta Vesamtem, which you broke and you should put them. The extra phrase teaching that the broken Luchos were stored in the Aron. And point number 3, Abraisa teaches the order of Nevi'im. Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmi, Yechezkel, Yeshaya, and Treasar. Although Hosea received Nevu'ah before the others of that time, since his Nevu'ah was recorded together with that of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, his Nevu'ah is included with theirs and Treasar. It was not written as a separate sefer, and first because Adi Dezuter Mirka, since it is short, it would be lost. The Gemara asks that Yeshaya should precede Yirmi and Yechezkel since he lived before them. It answers that since the conclusion of Malachim is about destruction, Yirmiyah is entirely about destruction, Yechezkel begins with destruction and ends with Nechama, consolation, Yeshaya kuli Nechamta, and Yeshaya is entirely about Nechama. The Nevi'im are ordered in a way that flows from Churban to Nechama, destruction to consolation. The Gemara then gives the order of Ksuvim, Rus, Telam, Iyov, Mishle, Kohelis, Shir Hashirim, Echa, Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, and Divrei Yomim. Even according to the opinion that Iyov was in Moshe's time and earliest, Aschuli b'parunu salom eschalinen, we do not begin with punishment. Although Rus begins with punishment, it is a parunus to Isle Acharis, a punishment which has a positive future because David descended from her. She was called Rus because David descended from her. She rivahu l'kodesh baruch hu b'shiros b'tushpachos, who say to Hashem with songs and praises. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. Rav Meir taught in a braisa that the aron's measurements were given in amos of 6 tefachim each. Thus, the aron was 15 tefachim long and 9 tefachim wide. The luchos, each of which was 6 by 6 tefachim, took up 12 tefachim of length, and an additional tefach was taken by the walls of the aron. The remaining 2 tefachim contained the Sefer Torah written by Moshe. For the width, 6 tefachim were used by the luchos, 1 by the walls, and the last 2 were to ease the removal and insertion of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara will explain that the Sefer Torah was rolled on one pole to its beginning, unlike an ordinary Sefer Torah, which is wound around 2 poles to the center, so it was only 2 tefachim wide. Still, since something 2 tefachim wide cannot fit in a space exactly 2 tefachim wide, Rav Ashi explains that the Karech Beporta, a small amount was rolled away from the scroll and rolled above the Sefer. Point number 2, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the arons of Amos were 5 tefachim each, so it was 12 and a half long by 7 and a half tefachim wide. 12 tefachim of length housed the luchos, and the remaining half tefach consisted of the 2 walls. 6 tefachim of width were used by the luchos, and a half tefach for the walls. The remaining tefach was used to store the 2 silver amudim, the rods. Rav Meir holds they rested at the aron side. Rav Yehuda says the Sefer Torah was stored on top of the chest sent by the plishtim, which was kept next to the aron. Before the plishtim sent the tribute, the Sefer Torah rested on a shelf. Rav Meir's source said the Sefer Torah was contained in the Aron was from a double exclusion, and the Gemara explains the Rabbi Yehuda derives from this that the Shivrei Luchos, the broken first tablets, were kept in the Aron. After adding the Hashem's name and all his subordinate names were kept in the Aron, the Gemara provides Rav Meir's source that the Shivrei Luchos were in the Aron, Asher Shibarta Vesamtem, which you broke and you should put them. the extra phrase teaching that the broken luchos were stored in the Aron. And point number 3, Abraisa teaches the order of Nevi'im, Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmi, Yechezkel, Yeshaya, and Treasar. Although Hosea received Nevu'ah before the others of that time, since his Nevu'ah was recorded together with that of Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, his Nevu'ah is included with theirs in Treasar. It was not written as a separate sefer, and first because Adi de Zuter Mirka, since it is short, it would be lost. The more asks that Yeshaya should precede Yirmi and Yechezkel since he lived before them. It answers that since the conclusion of Malachim is about destruction, Yirmiyah is entirely about destruction, Yechezkel begins with destruction and ends with Nechama, consolation, Yeshayah kuli Nechamta, and Yeshayah is entirely about Nechama. The Nevi'im are ordered in a way that flows from Churban to Nechama, destruction to consolation. The Gemara then gives the order of Ksuvim, Rosa, Telam, Iyov, Mishlei, Kohelis, Shir Hashirim, Echa, Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, and Divrei Yomim. Even according to the opinion that Iyov was in Moshe's time and earliest, we do not begin with punishment. Although Rus begins with punishment, it is a Purunus to Isle Acharis, a punishment which has a positive future because David descended from her. She was called Rus because David descended from her. She rivahu Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shiros b'tushpachos, who say to Hashem with songs and praises. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Dalet, and our standard Siman is a Yud, a hand, and we often use a juggler in the simon, so here goes. The workers constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, they made it 12.5 by 9.5 tefachim and had to store the Sefer Torah outside, and were shocked when the juggler named each one of his juggling balls after one in the Nevi'im and recited them in order. Once again, slow motion. The workers constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler. Juggler, that must be more daf yidalad, and yad. The workers constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, which reminds us, Remer taught in a braisa that the aron's measurements were given in amos of 6 tefachim each. Therefore, the aron was 15 tefachim long and 9 tefachim wide, and the Torah was stored inside. So the workers constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, they made it 12.5 by 9.5 tefachim and had to store the Sefer Torah outside, which reminds us, Rebuta holds the Aron's Amos were of 5 tefachim each, so it was 12.5 long by 7.5 tefachim wide, and the Torah was stored outside. So the workers constructing a golden Aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 50 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, they made it 12.5 by 9.5 tefachim and had to store the Sefer Torah outside, and were shocked when the juggler named each one of his juggling balls after one of the Nevi'im and recited them in order, which reminds us the Gemara brings the order of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So once again, the workers constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, they made it 12.5 by 9.5 tefachim and had to store the Sefer Torah outside, and were shocked when the juggler named each one of his juggling balls after one of the Nevi'im and recited them in order. All right, so now it's time for Fort Baba Chazara, Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be more Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, which reminds us, Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Kiva, giving tzedakah should condemn you to Gehenna, for it's like a king who became angry at a servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry with him? And the Jews are called the Vadim of Hashem. Rabbi Kiva responded, it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and some fed him despite the king's orders. Kishashama melcho dor mishagirlo, when the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called banim of Hashem. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, which reminds us. Review to the son Rabbi Shalom Darshand, just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah. If he's not Zocha, the government will confiscate it. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinarim that year. During the year, he convinced them to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Yochum and Zakeh informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he did not tell them sooner so they could give the full amount of tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah lishma. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor as if they were the king's sons was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gives tzedakah to live longer, which reminds us the charity of nations is a sin for them because they give tzedakah for ulterior motives. Daf Yudolf. So the Simran Daf Yudolf is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars. Stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yudolf. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident of Binyamin HaTzadik, who was in charge of the communal tzedakah fund, who gave away from his own wealth to save a starving woman and her 7 children during a famine, and relates that King Mumbaz gave away of his treasuries and his ancestors' treasuries during years of famine, and explained to his family the 6 benefits of his actions over his father's. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving Dalet Amos for the courtyard and Dalet Amos for their doorways. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches how large a jointly owned property must be in order for one partner to demand a division. For example, Chatz requires Dalet Amos for each partner, and it concludes Zehaklal. Anything which would be divided and retains its name, we divide. If not, neither partner can force a division. The Gemara adds that space is also required in a chatzer to allow Dalet Amos in front of each entrance to enable unloading. Thus, a chatzer would require 8 Amos for each partner. Rav Huna said that a chatzer is divided according to its entrances. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving Dalet Amos for the courtyard and Dalet Amos for their doorways, and tried to block the area in front of his chatzer leading to the mavui, but was prevented by the other residents who didn't want that. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui wants to enclose the area opposite his chatzer's entrance to the mavui, the other residents of the mavui can prevent him from doing so because it'll increase the way for them since they'll have to walk around the enclosure. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simran Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which reminds us, Rav Avdimi from Haifa said, "Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, from the day the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, nitlu nevu min hanavim v'nitnu chachamim. Prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the sages. Although sages were also nevim, he means that nevu was not taken away from sages. Rav Ashi says a great sage will say something which is found to have been taught halacha Moshe Mitzrayim." So the 12 brothers were all chachamim, with prophetic powers enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, nitlu nevu min hanavim, v'nitnu hashotim v'tinokos, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to deranged people and children. Marbar Rav Ashi once heard a shota say in the marketplace of Mechuza, the Rosh Hashiva being appointed Mechasi assigns his name as Tavyumi. Marbar Rav Ashi, who signed this way, realized it was an opportune time to obtain the position, and the Gemara relates what then happened. So the 12 brothers who all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, and went to ask him to settle the argument over the inheritance of a coveted field right next to one brother's land. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas of brothers can object to one brother asking for land from their father's estate, which borders his land. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudolf Amudolf had taught the minimum size of various property types for one partner to demand a division. The Gemara discusses the options of a partner in a smaller property. Rav Yudah says, East dinah the good o agud. There is a law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for your share and buy it, and thereby force an end to the partnership. Rav Nachman says, Leis dinah the good or agud. So the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours. As his brother was doing the same regarding 2 maidservants with different skill sets they inherited, which reminds us, we learned that the case of 2 brothers splitting 2 maidservants with different skill sets is not a case of good or agud, since each brother needs both of the maidservants. So the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours. As his brother was doing the same regarding 2 maidservants with different skill sets they inherited, was sure to get into another conflict when they were given 1 single scroll that contained all of Tanakh as a bar mitzvah gift, which reminds us, in a brayso where Merit says, Madbig adn Torah Nevim Ksuvim Ke'echod, a person may attach scrolls of Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim together into a single scroll. Yehuda says he can combine different volumes, but the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim must each be an independent scroll. The Chachamim say, go ech ve'ech b'fnei asmo. Each and every volume of Nevi'im and Ksuvim must be its own scroll. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that a person's losses are also determined on Rosh Hashanah, and if they're not Zocha, their money will be confiscated by the government? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn collecting stuck is like a coat of mail? Every pruta combines to become a large amount. That's on daf Tes. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn Rabbi Meir holds the Aron's dimensions were 15 by 9 tefachim, and the Torah was stored inside? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number four, which of the one the din of good or agud does not apply to a case of two brothers splitting two maidservants with different skill sets? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number five, which of the one why Rebbe only opened his storehouses of food for Talmud Chachamim and not Amei Ha'aretz during a famine? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number six, which of the one Rebbe Yehuda holds the Aron's dimensions were 12.5 by 7.5 tefachim and the Torah was stored outside? That's on daf Yadal. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss what the din is if one wants to block the entrance of his chatzer to a communal mavui? That's on daf Yadal. Good. Number eight, which daf do you discuss the seder of Nevi'im and Ksuvim? That's on daf Yadal. Good. Number nine, which daf do you machokas whether there is a din of good or agud? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that when goyim give tzedakah, it's considered a chet for them, since they give for ulterior motives? That's on daf Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu Wishing you a great day and great learning.